Вітаємо! Ви слухаєте подкаст серії «Вивчаємо англійську з SBS». Розуміння та володіння англійською мовою може допомогти вам покращити якість свого життя в Австралії. У кожному епізоді ми пояснюємо особливості австралійського побуту. Ми також пропонуємо найбільш уживані вислови, які стануть в пригоді у щоденному житті. З нашим подкастом ви покращите свої навички англійської мови, дізнаєтесь багато цікавого про Австралію, а також розважитеся.
Learning English helps me to talk about my diet.
Hello and welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, in which we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm still learning new phrases and vocabulary that helps me communicate better in English. In this episode, we'll practice how to talk about food, diet and our body weight. But first, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after listening to this episode. An English language proverb says that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. The meaning behind this common saying is that if we have a healthy, balanced diet, we probably won't need to go to the doctor because we won't be sick. Now, I don't know about you, but during the restrictions and lockdowns in the past 2 years, I've become a bit of a couch potato. That is, instead of exercising outside, I spent a lot of time eating unhealthy snacks on the sofa, and now I find that I have put on a little weight. I might say, I've put some weight on. Let's hear what other expressions we can use to say we have gained some weight. With us are Alan and Marianne.
I really need to get into shape. Otherwise, I won't fit into the suit I'm planning to wear for the wedding.
Keeping an eye on calories might help you to slim down.
Yeah, I definitely need to cut down on carbs and cut out fast food and soft drinks.
Basically, you need to resist eating too much comfort food. It's easy to stack on the kilos when you eat too much junk or highly processed food.
Let's look into one phrase at a time. Alan said,
I really need to get into shape.
Alan needs to get into shape. That means that he wants to become lean and fit. You can also say get back into shape if you are going to become fit and healthy once again. For example, after giving birth to my daughter, I started swimming to get back into shape. Marianne then said,
keeping an eye on calories might help you to slim down.
Keeping an eye on something means to carefully watch it. You can use this for something like calories, which is a measurement of energy in food, or people. For example, you might say to your child, "Don't be naughty, I'm keeping an eye on you." So, when Marianne said that keeping an eye on calories might help Alan slim down, she means that he needs to be careful about how much he eats. To slim down means to become thinner or lose weight.
Yeah, I definitely need to cut down on carbs and cut out fast food and soft drinks.
Alan needs to cut down on carbs and cut out fast food. Carbs is short for carbohydrates. And if you need to cut down on carbs, you need to reduce them. Meaning, you need to eat less food that has a lot of carbs, such as bread, pasta, potato, cookies, corn, and so on. Alan also wants to cut out fast food and soft drinks. If you cut something out from your diet, you stop eating or drinking it completely. At the end, Marianne said,
basically, you need to resist eating too much comfort food. It's easy to stack on the kilos when you eat too much junk or highly processed food.
Comfort food is the type of food that makes us feel comfortable. We often want to eat it when we are sad or worried. Now, let's go back to Marian and Alan's conversation. We'll hear Marian's last sentence once again.
It's easy to stack on the kilos when you eat too much junk or highly processed food.
Yeah, I need to go on a diet. I've read somewhere you can lose weight fast with a crash diet.
I don't know if diets actually work. I've been on every diet from Atkins to a flexitarian diet, and I put the weight straight back on every time.
You know what else worries me? I have both lactose and gluten intolerance, so I should probably speak to a nutritionist before making any big changes.
In this dialogue, Marian used two different expressions to talk about gaining weight. First, she said it's easy to stack on kilos. And later she told us how after diets, she always puts the weight straight back on. Talking about other people's weight can be very sensitive, and some softer, more considerate ways of saying that somebody gained weight are, he's looking a little bit heavier, or she's rounded out a bit. Now, let's hear Marian again.
It's easy to stack on the kilos when you eat too much junk or highly processed food.
Junk food is the same thing as fast food. And by that, we mean food that is high in fat and carbs, and often low in nutritional value. Highly processed food are unhealthy foods that have been made in factory.
Yeah, I need to go on a diet. I've read somewhere you can lose weight fast with a crash diet.
People can follow different kinds of diets for different reasons. For example, for medical reasons. If you want to start a diet like me, you could say, I've put on 5 kilos. I need to go on a diet. Alan said he read that you can lose weight fast with a crash diet. A crash diet is a diet designed to help people lose weight very fast. Marian then mentioned some other popular diets. Let's hear them again.
I don't know if diets actually work. I've been on every diet from Atkins to a flexitarian diet, and I put the weight straight back on every time.
The Atkins diet is a low-carb diet. And people who follow this diet will eat foods low in carbohydrates, such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy foods, poultry, fish, nuts, and beans. A flexitarian diet is, as the words flexible and vegetarian suggest, a semi-vegetarian style of eating that encourages eating less meat and more plant-based food. So, if you are thinking of becoming a vegetarian, but are not ready to give up meat entirely, you could say, I'm on a flexitarian diet. There are too many diets to mention them all. Can you think about any other diets you have heard of? And lastly, Alan said,
you know what else worries me? I have both lactose and gluten intolerance. So I should probably speak to a nutritionist before making any big changes.
If you are intolerant to something, it means that your body reacts badly if you eat it or drink it. Alan is lactose and gluten intolerant, so he thinks it would be best to speak to a nutritionist. A nutritionist is a person who is an expert on the impacts of food on health and well-being. You can also ask advice from a dietitian. The main difference between dietitians and nutritionists is that most dietitians have graduated with a degree from an Australian university. In contrast, nutritionists aren't regulated and may not have many qualifications. My guest today is my colleague Nikki Alfonso Gregorio, who among other things is a lifestyle and food writer for SBS Food. Hi Nikki, it's nice to have you here.
Hi Josipa. Did you know that the word diet originates from the Greek word dieta, which literally means manner of living?
I didn't know that. That's very cool. Nikki, there is so much advice out there when it comes to weight loss. Magazines, podcasts, and websites all promise that the latest popular diet will help you lose all the weight you want. How much can we trust food writers like yourself?
Well, we all know that we shouldn't believe everything we read. But jokes aside, I think it's fantastic that we have so much information out there so that people can make an informed decision. Because there's no one diet or weight loss plan that fits everyone.
My next question is a bit more serious. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reports that the number of children and adults who are overweight or obese are rising. According to their latest findings, over 25% of Australian children and adolescents are overweight or obese. And according to the Global Obesity Observatory, Australia is the 19th most obese country in the world. Is this problem becoming a major public health issue in Australia?
Yes, it is. If you're obese, this can have a negative impact on someone's entire quality of life. Heart disease, sleep, mood, energy can all be affected. So it's a big problem for Australia.
Yes, but getting help from a nutritionist or dietitian can be pretty expensive. Are there any free services that can help us to choose the right diet for us and our children?
Yes, there are plenty of free resources out there. For example, Get Healthy NSW is a free phone-based coaching service or platform. Then we have Live Lighter, which offers a range of tools and calculators to help people make the changes they need to stay healthy. Health Translations Victoria is another useful resource. It has fact sheets on obesity in Arabic, Chinese, Tagalog, and Vietnamese for people who want to read in their first language.
Thanks, Nikki. We'll add links to these services on our website.
My pleasure, Josipa.
Before we say goodbye, let's revisit some expressions we practiced today. See if you can answer these questions before hearing the answers. What is a couch potato?
A couch potato is a person who gets little or no exercise and spends a lot of time on the couch, watching a lot of television.
What does keeping an eye on someone or something means?
Keeping an eye on someone or something means watching someone or something very carefully.
We heard different phrases to talk about our diet.
I need to go on a diet.
I don't know if diets actually work.
I've read somewhere you can lose weight fast with a crash diet.
I've been on every diet from Atkins to a flexitarian diet.
I have both lactose and gluten intolerance.
Keeping an eye on calories might help you to slim down.
I definitely need to cut down on carbs and cut out fast food and soft drinks.
I need to resist eating too much comfort food.
I'm on a flexitarian diet.
That's all we have for today. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.
Вивчайте англійську разом з SBS. Хочете дізнатися більше нових слів та виразів англійською мовою? Завітайте на інтернет-сторінку SBS Ukrainian, де ми публікуємо серію подкастів «Вивчаємо англійську з SBS».